You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Police in Spring Hill report the arrest of Richard Guy Barrier, age 56 of Spring Hill, who was booked on a warrant for second-degree battery, and later discovered the suspect had an outstanding arrest warrant from Alabama. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Joseph Charles Perrin, age 34 of Arkansas, who was booked for illegal possession of stolen things in connection with a vehicle reported stolen from Texas. He was also booked as a fugitive from Mount Pleasant, Texas. One arrest was reported for being a fugitive from Arkansas. Other arrests reported for probation violation. State police booked a motorist for DWI and careless operation. Minden City Police report an arrest on various outstanding bench warrants. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Emery Jude Gaspard, age 23 of Opelousas, who was booked on multiple counts of possession of pornography involving juveniles. The suspect turned himself in at the Bossier Maximum Security Facility. 80% chance of morning showers. Temperatures dropping to 51 by the afternoon. Northwest wind gusts to 25 miles an hour. Clearing overnight, low 29, northwest wind, gust to 30 miles an hour. Sunny Friday, high 52, north wind, gust to 20 miles an hour. Clear Friday night, low 28, north wind, 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny Saturday, high 57. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low 36. And that's the forecast. A special meeting of the Webster Parish Police Jury is scheduled for today. The meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m., and will be in the police jury meeting room at the Webster Courthouse Annex. On the agenda, approve an appointment for Webster Parish Police Jury District 5 to fill the unexpired term of the late Bernard Hudson. The term expires January 7, 2024. The meeting is open to the public. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Park herself, James Brad Carrigan pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Kelvin Elijah Thomas was sentenced to 3 days in jail with credit for time served for disturbing the peace. Herbert Brooks Jr. was sentenced to 2 years suspended and 2 years probation for theft of $1,000 or more, but less than $5,000. John Stanton Hoffman III was sentenced to 8 years at hard labor suspended, 3 years probation, and fined $1,000 plus court costs for each of two counts of distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, plus 2 years suspended and 3 years probation, and a $1,000 fine and court cost for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. In other court action held before Judge Doug Stinson, Nathan Thomas was sentenced to 20 years at hard labor with all but 5 years suspended, plus 3 years probation, and fined $1,000 plus court cost for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The 5-year sentence is without benefit of parole, probation, or suspension of sentence, plus 6 months in jail with credit for time served for domestic abuse battery. Antonio Trinnell Brown pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule I controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute and will stand trial May 15th. Sarah D. Collins was sentenced to 6 months suspended and 1 year probation and fined $250 plus court costs for criminal mischief. Waylon Todd Heyman pleaded not guilty to felony illegal possession of stolen things and will stand trial June 19th. And Noah Heidelberg was sentenced to 2 years suspended plus 2 years probation for illegal use of a weapon. Hearings were held for defendants for their legal representation. Michael Kemp, felony possession Schedule I controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. Corbin Tilley, theft and criminal trespassing. Amanda Farah, probation violation. Lacey Jo Ware, remaining after being forbidden, and felony theft. Sean Dowling, failure to appear. Jatavius Wortham, possession synthetic Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, introducing contraband into a correction center and obstruction of justice. Harley Ray Coyle, probation violation. Xander Procell, theft of a motor vehicle, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, meth, aggravated flight from an officer, possession of drug paraphernalia, simple criminal damage to property. Also, waivers of extradition for Braxton Lee Leonard, fugitive out of Orange, Texas, for aggravated robbery, and for Marwan Evans, a fugitive out of Orange, Texas, for aggravated robbery. Hearing was also held for Deshundra Kemp for domestic abuse battery and aggravated assault upon a peace officer. The 2023 Martin Luther King Black History Parade is scheduled to roll this weekend. Parade time is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning through downtown Minden. The parade will begin and end on Main near the Water Tower and First United Methodist Church. Retired City Attorney Charles Minifield will serve as this year's parade grand marshal. Parade entries will compete for first, second, and third place in several categories, including Best Decorated Car or Truck, Best Decorated Float, Best Band Performance, and Most Spirited Group. At the conclusion of the parade, which features more than 40 entries, the annual Battle of the Bands will spotlight bands from Minden High, Mansfield High, Bastrop, and Huntington High School, competing for bragging rights as the winner. Following the parade and the Battle of the Bands, the annual Youth Rally will feature the local Trailblazers, whose historical accomplishments and service to the community. Honorees include Cassandra Swan in healthcare, Reverend Billy Joe Hawkins, ministerial, Frankie Mitchell, education, Joe Cornelius, community service, Walter Morgan Jr., entrepreneurship, and L. Jarius Sneed, Super Bowl champion. Endow a Dream scholarship recipients will also be announced. Everyone is welcome to attend the activities, with the parade starting at 11 o'clock Saturday in downtown Minden. The annual Buds and Blooms event is scheduled for Saturday, February 25th at First United Methodist Church. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. The event will take place from 9 a.m. till noon. Tickets are $15 per person. The day will feature John Dillon, an expert birder and ornithologist for best bird plants, Billy Hummer of the Hummer & Sons Honey Corporation, and Tony Mullins of Sarepta Brown Cotton. Proceeds will benefit 4-H scholarships and a 4-H youth gardening contest. Funeral services for Hamilton Don Bickham are scheduled for 12 noon Friday at the Mount Zion CME Temple. Burial will follow in the Shepherd Street Cemetery. A visitation will be today, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Funeral services for Adeline Island are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Blue Run Baptist Church, with burial in the Mayflower Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16, $15 each, or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-7016, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-7016, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.